And you're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. Former Democratic State Representative Pam Burns is challenging Republican Tim Walberg for his 7th Congressional District seat this fall. The 7th District represents folks who live in Washtenaw, Lenawee, Monroe, Jackson, Hillsdale, Eaton, and Branch counties. Ms. Burns has been kind enough to join me to talk a bit about her decision to run and what we can expect from her campaign. Ms. Burns, thank you very much for joining me.
Well, good afternoon. Good talking with you.
Likewise. So why run for Congress against Tim Walberg?
Well, I think it's pretty common knowledge that Washington is broken. And I think Tim Walberg is a significant part of that problem in Washington. I have a good track record of being effective in the district, in my former state representative district, and providing good constituent services and representing the citizens of that district. And I intend to do so in the 7th Congressional District.
All right. Would you say this was entirely your idea, or were you sort of drafted into this, would you say?
Well, let's say there were discussions. I have been discussing with various people, and I decided that this is something I should be doing. The timing was right, and it's something that I'm really looking forward to getting out into the district.
All right. Many election watchdog groups would consider the 7th Congressional District one of those kind of safe districts for Republicans. Can you give me your reaction to that?
And I guess not really. I mean, that was the same thing that I had heard when my House seat was, you're hearing our donkeys, excuse me.
that's all right.
With our House seat when I first ran, was the same, considered the same thing. However, you know, I think this is something that's definitely winnable.
All right. What kind of difference in leadership, I guess, would district residents expect from you as opposed to Mr. Walberg?
Well, I've just heard from people as I'm going around the district that they don't, that he's not responsive, that, you know, basically he has certain points of view and that he's pretty dogmatic and doesn't work across the aisle. I have a history working across the aisle, and that's what I intend to do down in Washington.
Right. One of the things that's most frustrating for me as I just kind of observe what's happening in Washington is that it seems like everybody's kind of stuck in their own thing. Nobody's working together. It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of cooperation going on. Yeah. Are you going to be able to do something to
exactly.
help change that?
I certainly hope so. I mean, that's one of the major reasons I'm doing this, because I do want to do that. I have a track record of bringing people together, facilitating conversation, listening to people, collaboration, and then coming up with a solution and then moving forward. We need to be moving forward. That's what the people want.
All right. You've already taken Tim Walberg to task over issues such as giving pay raises to staffers.
Yes.
I was wondering if you expect this campaign to have maybe a little bit of a kind of a negative vibe to it, or what do you think?
I hope not. No. I want to be talking about economic opportunity, educational opportunity, investing in our infrastructure. Pretty much, you know, President Obama's been speaking on those issues, and that's pretty much what I'm going to be campaigning on as well.
All right. Your most recent work was a little different. It was with the University of Michigan in China, I understand, where you helped students and faculty learn and then do some engineering research on an international scale. Do you think that experience will help you in Congress?
Oh, most definitely. You know, education is the key to our economic future and our economic success. And we need to be preparing our students here in the state of Michigan to compete globally for the global economy.
All right. In your last political campaign, you lost to fellow Democrat Rebecca Warren in a state Senate bid. I was wondering if you'd tell me why you expect running against a Republican in a largely Republican, I guess, congressional district will have a different result.
Well, it's a whole different district, number one. And number two, these are entirely different issues. You know, State Senator Warren and I didn't differ on many issues, whereas I think there's a significant difference on issues between Tim Walberg and myself.
Okay, so let's talk about some of those differences, I guess. What would you say are the most obvious differences between yourself and Mr. Walberg?
Working across the aisle. I'm not sure what he's done to promote co-sponsorship of legislation that would be productive or effective for the people of the for the state of Michigan. So that's the major difference, I think, right there.
Okay. Can we go back, I guess, to your work for U of M over in China? Can you talk a little bit more about what you did there and let folks know, I guess, when you were over there and how long you were over there and what you did?
Yeah, I was there for a little over 2 years. It was a new position for an executive director of this program between the University of Michigan and a university in Shanghai, China. the program involves the exchange of students, the exchange of faculty, the exchange of research. And my major role was administrative. So what my function was, again, the structure, the facilitation of administration between the two universities, the flow of students and faculty, and also to make sure that things were running smoothly. So I organized staff structure, you know, I have weekly meetings, and continue to facilitate the operation.
Okay. And I guess a little bit about your background, I guess going back maybe a little farther than that. I know you're an attorney. You start out as basically an attorney by trade.
Yeah, I practice law in Washtenaw County for more than 25 years, starting off first with a friend of the court, then setting a practice in Saline, then in Ypsilanti, and then finally in Ann Arbor. And then, you know, I was Washtenaw County Road Commissioner for a while, and then I was elected to the State House.
Okay.
52nd District.
I see. It says in the material I'm looking at here, you're a small business owner as well?
Well, yeah, I ran my own law practice, and my husband has been a small business owner, too. He's run his own business for 30-plus years.
Excellent. Do you have some priorities kind of outlined or figured out if you win and get into Congress that you'd like to work on? I would imagine, you know, working across the aisle would be one of those priorities.
Yeah. But. Well, you know, there's two areas that I'm really interested in. Agriculture, you know, this is a huge agricultural district, and transportation issues as well. You know, I chaired the House Transportation Committee, and so I'm really keen on improving the infrastructure that's going to help facilitate our trade and our commerce.
All righty. And if you had one last opportunity, I guess, to talk to the folks listening and why they should consider you come November, what would you say?
Because I am going to be an effective representative for the people of the 7th Congressional District. I firmly believe that my services will be the highest that they can expect, and I really look forward to representing them.
All righty. Ms. Burns, thank you very much for taking the time out to join me.
You're welcome. Good talking with you.
Likewise. Democrat Pam Burns is challenging Republican Tim Walberg for his seat in the 7th Congressional District this fall.